Now we're having girls' dinner.
Yeah.
This is the dinner where they're going to have a conversation with Nia to mend things. It's being catered by Chef Gino, who everybody thinks is sexy. He's mm-hmm. there kind of setting up. It's at Brittany's house. Brittany's putting this dinner on. She yeah. offers the chefs a shot. And they are like,
please, dear God, no.
No, thank you, no, thank obviously.
You. No, thank you.
And Brittany.
They're constantly doing that. I think that earlier, too, Jesse to Scott was like, do you want a drink?
And yeah, Scott and was he like, was like water. Sparkling water.
Stop
drinking. Stop, please, stop drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Basically, this dinner is to mend stuff because they kind of all love Nia and they don't want to be fighting with her.
Yeah.
But they did all wear black. And then Nia shows up and she's like, damn, I feel like I'm at my own fucking funeral.
Yes.
Well, didn't get the memo.
Do you want to say what Kristen says when she shows up?
What's up, biznitches? So what's up? What is that?
Kristen is so funny.
She is so funny.
She is like badass.
I know. She is like a badass chica.
Yeah, she is a badass chica.
And I'm thinking about her in that milkmaid braid and flower crown yelling at Tom Sandoval outside of Sir. She really has changed a lot, but in some ways she hasn't changed at all. No,
because like thinking about how like she's like badass because like
she is badass.
That's like a tenet of her personality because like Stassi, remember when Stassi was like, yeah, like I thought that like Kristen was like a badass when I first met her and I was 19 because she was like self-destructive and like
doing whatever the fuck she wanted.
She's like chain smoking cigarettes and like she's obviously not really like self-destructive anymore, but she is still like
she's got that badass streak
to her.
It's so funny. I love the idea. Oh my God, her going up to Tom at the bar and being like, hi, Tom. And he's like, what's up, Kristen? I'm busy. And she's like, Ariana told me everything. And then it cuts to the talking head of her being like, she didn't tell me anything. Just want to see what he'd say.
What's up, biznitches?
What's up, biznitches?
God, I love her.
She's so funny.
She is so funny. She's so like dude core.
I know. And she's still a vegetarian. They all tears with caviar and she has to get a special thing because she still doesn't eat meat.
It's so funny.
I love her.
I know. Also, everyone is like, wow, I've never had caviar. It's just funny because like these people are like trashy.
I know, but Brittany's like, nah, it's good. It's not really fishy.
It doesn't taste like fish. It's so funny because like this is the thing of like also last episode when Jesse like took them to the winery. It's like they don't want to go to these people don't want to go to a winery.
They want these to people drink. Want to
chug lukewarm Casamigos.
No, literally, they want to drink like Bud Light,
yes,
in the backyard,
yes,
and like scream at each other,
yes. Like it's just funny when they try to do these things because it's like
because it's an adult show, it's like the Valley,
yeah,
but it's like it's still the same people.
And like Michelle and like Michelle is probably the only one there who like knows what caviar tastes like.
I know,
it's so noble funny.
Brittany knows because
yeah, but she's like, it's not fishy.
It's not fishy. It tastes like salty blobs.
It's so funny.
So they eat their salty blobs and then there's kind of like an awkward silence until Brit.
Yes, until there's Brit, a long awkward
it's
silence.
It's a long awkward silence. We're all just kind of like looking at each other being
I liked caviar. Turns out I like caviar.
Good, I think I like it, especially on this chip.
Yeah, especially on that Lay's.
When you put it with
Pringle
when you
whatever.
Put it with the Pringle, it's actually really good.
Mostly tasted like Pringle.
Do you have any more of that stuff minus the caviar?
Yeah, do you have the Pringles box? Tube.
And then Brittany brings up Santa Barbara.
Yes.
And she kind of like immediately apologizes for how everything came across. She doesn't really apologize like for what she said necessarily.
Yeah.
But she apologizes for her delivery and and just like kind of the general vibe. It's so good that Zach isn't at this dinner.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
He is an absolute agent of fucking chaos.
I know. I'm so happy he's on the show. I kind of wish
he was at the dinner though.
I mean, it would have gone south so fast.
Yes.
I can't wait for him and Janet to team up again. Janet has dug herself a fucking hole just like he did. She needs him now. So, and then Jasmine apologizes for raising her voice at Nia.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I don't think you really have to do that, but good for you, Jasmine, I guess. For
yeah. I mean,
be taking the higher road.
Yeah.
Because also the thing about it is, like, I don't know to what extent Nia defended her actions because Nia defended whatever the fuck is Danny's actions. Mm-hmm. Because I've never seen her directly engaged in a conversation about what happened on Halloween, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's not that, I guess she doesn't need to, obviously it's Danny who did it and he needs to apologize to Jasmine. But, like, still, I just feel like in this scenario, if I were Nia, I would be so much more like, I'm
me too.
Understand why you would of feel course. Like activated by that. And like, I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry. But it's just hard because I hate the idea of her having to apologize for her husband.
Yeah.
Who is like,
no, I understand.
A sexual pest. And, yeah.
But you do. But I'm sorry. But if, your
if
husband
you're
going to
be with that
pest,
guy, you, then you have to apologize yeah, for him.
I'm sorry.
It's a true. Choice that you're making by it's being with true. Him. And like by having his back. But basically Nia is like upset that everybody, she's telling them that she's upset that everybody chose to speak about her mm-hmm. immediately after she left the table. And Jasmine is like, yeah, I get it. I just was really triggered by his drinking.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I guess she does kind of talk about it, but not really. She was like, after what happened with Danny and Jasmine, I really, our relationship was not in a good place for quote unquote weeks yeah. and weeks and weeks.
Well, she talks about what she and Danny did, but I still yes. am like...
But you should be apologizing, to Jasmine. Jasmine.
Like, good. I'm glad. She's like, we went to therapy together, separate. And I'm like, good.
That's good. You should be I'm doing that. There's actually another step like, that you have to be doing.
You went to like a Christian therapist, but...
I know.
Whatever. Good. And, but still like, I don't know. I just feel so bad for Jasmine. People just like are not taking it seriously at all in a way that is like deeply disturbing.
I know. And so transparent. It's just like, I don't know. It must be hell to be in that. It would make me feel like I was going crazy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And like, you don't want to be the person who's like, I'm black and gay.
Yeah.
Because then the people will be like, don't call me racist.
I know. They're going to freak out. They're going to freak the fuck out. And but then you're like, going to have to apologize to
them
again. Well,
you're being homophobic and racist, yeah, obviously.
So that's what it is. Wake up, people. And then Nia gets into her backstory, basically. she was homeless as a child. She lived in shelters and got cans out of trash cans and slept in the park. And she even had to sleep in her car as an adult. Sophia.
I'm only laughing because, like, it's just so funny when they do this.
I know.
Where it, like, has nothing to do with what's going on.
No, she was like, she says all this and she's like, and so that's why I stay positive.
Literally. It's like, wait, what? Huh? And everyone's like it really shut everyone up.
Yes.
Because like, truly, what, where can the conversation go
it
from
can't
there?
Go anywhere. The I conversation, mean, she fully ended it.
Yeah. And so they're like, yeah, that makes so much sense.
Yeah,
as to why you were lying about your husband's drinking problem. I think it was just hard because he did assault my girlfriend. And it's like,
right.
Kristen in the talking head is like, I had no idea that Nia has gone through so much.
Yep.
And if anyone says a negative word about her, I will kill them. I will gut
I
them.
Will, they, if they want to get to Nia, they're going to have to go through me.
And there's this like funny thing that like both Kristen and Zach have really latched on to Nia.
I know. I think because she's kind of like the pure like mother figure and they are so.
They're so.
So
like,
chaotic.
Yeah. It's really funny.
That they're like. Do not mess with the good girl over here.
I know. It's
all right?
So funny.
Do not touch my Christian friend.
Do not touch my queen, Nia, Mary Magdalene. It's
literally,
so funny.
Literally. Nia.
Nia. Nia.
I need to hold your hand, Nia.
It is like Christian is literally like, I will gut you.
She is like Glinda. She is like Glinda the Good Witch.
Yes.
And they are like the people of Oz.
Fanny and whatever. That's her name, Fanny. The one Bowen Yang's character. Look at me like I'm fucking crazy.
I had no idea they had names.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure you're absolutely right.
But they're like those two little henchmen or whatever.
Yes, they are.
It's just so funny to see the way that like the Kristen and Zach, who are both agents of chaos and have like very chaotic personalities, both of them are so attracted to her.
Yeah.
In a way that is like so, it's just funny to see like what personality types attract.
I know, but I'm it's another thing where I'm like, I'm glad that Kristen is doing that because in the past she's latched onto queen bees who have been really evil.
Yes, that's true.